Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
This is him.
Hi, Mike. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Terrific. And yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I really do appreciate that. You know, it's Friday, so we made it.
Right.
So, Mike, my mapping coordinator, Jansen, just wanted me to hop on the line and go ahead and apply a promotional rate that he put in for your younger company. Before I get into the price for you, though, did you have any questions at all?
Like, he said something about on the top page of the first page, or is this going above the map listing, or is it the first page below the map listing?
So it's the first page on the map listing, not above or below it, like on it.
Hmm.
He didn't explain that.
I've never seen that. Like when you Google something, it's got sponsored names of companies above the map, and then below the map, it has like pages where you can, you know, and everybody,
right,
like all the SEO companies claim they'll get you in the first three spots, which, you know, that's very seldom happens.
Right. Okay. So, Mike, anybody who's going to promise you 1, 2, and 3 is lying. We don't do that here. I work here fully because I believe in transparency. What we do tell you is we'll get you onto the first page of the map section. The first page is generally about the first, like, 10, 12 businesses until it goes to page 2, page 3, page 4. You know, there's just pages and pages of results. On a phone, it typically just goes and goes and goes. But we get you up in that first, like, 10 or so within about 30 to 45 days. So, I mean, of course, our goal is always going to be to get you to 1, 2, and 3. I mean, we've done that for our own company. If you search local SEO Costa Mesa, we come up number 1 in our area. So, I mean, you know, that's absolutely something. If we're able to do that for ourselves, we would absolutely work on doing that for you. But nobody can guarantee you stop that, you know, first 3, because the way Google works is it rotates. So, you know, sometimes you might be number 3, sometimes you might be number 4. You know, it rotates between those companies there on the first page. Does that kind of make sense?
It does.
It
also has something to do with how many people has liked and gave great comments for how many star reviews and all that as well, right?
So reviews help. It's not necessarily the deciding factor on getting you on the first page of Google. Reviews, I would say, are more helpful for getting business. But as far as getting onto the first page, because we have partnership with Google, we actually have access to their algorithm, and they do come into our office and train us on their services. Basically what that means is that we're able to get you up there with, like, backlinks. We do have the analytics of everything being searched for in the most in your area as far as keywords, you know, and then having that algorithm access that gets us the ability to get you up there quicker than industry standard. So, it's not just, the reviews. That is kind of just a part of it.
Gotcha. I am working. I used to have an SEO company that was 411 Locals out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Uh-huh, I'm familiar.
And I was with them. I was with them for many years, and then I ended up canceling them because they wasn't honoring my wishes of another company that I had, and they wouldn't cancel. So I just canceled both listings I had with them and everything that I had with them. And went with another company out of Florida that's called Voice Search Local.
Uh-huh.
They're supposed to be, I mean, they have work something to do with on my Facebook page and to do with my Google page, but they haven't made up anything as of yet to do with, like, business profile pictures loaded to it or... But I am showing on Google, and through okay. all the voice search things now.
Okay. Okay. So, and with that company, how long have you been with them?
About a year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
It's been about 8 months. I'm wrong on that. I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, about 8 months, I think.
Okay, and so it sounds like you're relatively happy with them, though, right?
I really don't know. I was happy with 411. Like, my phone, for a long time, I had 10 to 20 people a day ringing my phone for work, and then I got rid of a cousin that was messing up working with me and fired him, and when that happened, his wife knew how to go in and make up bogus email addresses or just make up different email addresses through Google and go on my page, the old Advanced Construction page, and put one-star reviews. And it really hurt my business to where I wasn't getting but maybe one phone call every 2 weeks from having 10 to 20 a day when I was in my five-star ratings for a long time.
So this Google Business Profile you have now, it's like a new Google Business Profile because it doesn't show that you have any reviews on it.
Right, it is.
Okay. How long ago did you get this Google Business Profile when you signed up with that other company?
No, I talked to them about it like a month and a half ago, and they had gotten it up, I guess, about a month ago, something like that, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a month or two.
What did you
like
say
that.
The name of that company was that you're working with right now?
Voice Search Local.
Voice Search Local. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of this company, but I can tell you it doesn't look like they are actually partnered with Google, and they only have like 16 reviews, so it looks like they're kind of a newer company. You know, I'm familiar with 411 Local. They actually, 411 Local does have partnership with Google. They,
right.
You know, I would say are, you know, relatively one of our competitors when it comes to SEO out there. You know, there are only a handful of Google partners out there, so I definitely hear about them pretty consistently. I mean, I guess, you know, at the very least, Mike, if we would be able to get you better results, you know, and start helping you to generate more reviews or, you know, getting you more of a presence. I mean, is that something you'd be willing to look into switching? Because you just can't have more than one person working on your Google Business Profile at a time.
Right. Depending on the price range, I mean, that's a major factor for us right now is what it would end up costing me.
Okay. Well, so as far as the price goes, it with that promotional rate applied, I can actually bring it down about 60%. So it would be $249 month to month. The first month, it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $348, and then it would be $249 there going forward. Now, what would you do for you, Mike? It would be for the Google Local Optimization set up there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. I know you already have a bunch of them, but, you know, we would also do what's called a NAPW cleanup, name, address, website, phone number, make sure everything is accurate, correct, and consistent online. We would get your company sponsored Facebook ads, Bing's first page, and then mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa and smart cars.
Wow. Sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, I can always raise the price. If, you know, that would make it better.
That sounds great. What's the name of your business again?
It's Local Splash.
Local Splash. And where are y'all out of? Based out of?
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley in California. I don't know if you know Orange County at all.
I've heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the show kind of put us on the map, you know? that super awful show. So we've been in business, Mike, for 18 years now. You know, we do actually have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you just look us up real quick, Local Splash, you'll see we do have over 800 reviews with a 4.2 rating. So, you know, I definitely would say we're doing something right. I mean, the site that we actually send our actual clients to is a site called BirdEye, and it does have actually over 700 reviews with a 4.9 rating.
Fountain Valley, California?
Yeah, correct.
Give me just a minute, okay?
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
But it ain't showing a rating on there. But... You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I was looking at the A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau because I'm A-plus accredited as well.
And oh, okay.
For many years. I've only got one complaint through the Better Business Bureau, and it was because someone expected me to get in touch with them a day sooner than I did, and I was sick at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was because of, what do they call that, where the Better Business Bureau, through their websites and all, somebody fills out and, like, they pick three different contractors they send the info to and you have to claim it to get the job through the Better Business Bureau. And it was just some lady that didn't have nothing better than to do but complain because I called her a day later than what the Better Business Bureau told her that I would be calling.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't make everybody happy, right?
Yeah. Right, right. I was just looking at a lot of these complaints and reviews, and a lot of them, you know, they're expecting
something right away within 3 or 4 weeks they're complaining about, and then just complaining about they're getting calls every 3 or 4 days and just things like that. Yeah.
I mean, so that's we have a handful of, like, complaints, but most of them are just that. They're just complaining about getting called too much or, you know, and that's the thing, though. It's, like, really, what's kind of funny about it is, you know, we don't call people too much. It's just that there are other companies out there, you know, that claim to do what we do, and even companies that'll say they're us, you know, and actually just call people over and over again. You know, so it's just, I don't know, it's just annoying. most of them are just, you know, I wouldn't say that it's anything, like, serious, you know, but it is that, too, is there are people out there that absolutely do have an expectation of, you know, paying that day and getting results the next day, but that's just not how Google works. You know,
it takes at least 3 months.
Well, I mean, we do give you a timeline of 30 to 45 days to see yourself on the first page of the map section. That is because of our partnership with Google. We're able to get you of industry standard. But industry standard typically is about 60 to 90 days. I mean, I've even seen people take like 6 months before seeing anything happen. But that's why we work on a month-to-month basis with no contracts, right? You know, we're pretty transparent about everything we do, and if you're not getting anything, you don't have to stay with us. But we wouldn't have a business if, you know, we weren't getting our clients the work they were looking for.
Right. All right, so I did see one complaint on there that said that they was promised, you know, to be on all these different platforms and within the first page, and they can't find themselves anywhere on it. And they was told it would take like three months or something like that. And then it's been a year, and they still hadn't been able to find their business at all on the page. And I thought that was kind of strange. But I know somebody can just vent and say anything as well.
I'm not sure. I mean, there should be a response to it. That's how we're able to keep our A-plus rating is, you know, by responding to everything. Did you see what it said in response? Because I'm just not sure about every specific review on it.
Right. I'm not sure. I didn't really look at the response.
Let me see. Let me tell you right now. Okay.
I had to move it over and put on this
good black stuff down. That little black screen like that, we put it in our flower bed. All the weeds, everything still grows through that. Well, it'd be better to put the thick black plastic down there than this stuff that they said. It went through that too?
Wow. Anyway, okay.
So I'm looking at the one that you were talking about, and you know, it's the response that they had sent, because you can't actually see the business name or anything, so I can't actually look into their account. But you know, what we said was we attempted to contact them many times to explain the process and how to go through it, and they just were not responsive in answering their phone. So that's like one of the biggest problems that, you know, people have. With getting results, it's like, in order for us to get you the results that you're looking for, we need to have a partnership, you know? I mean, it's not like we're going to just constantly bug you, you know, all the time, but, I mean, it's, you know, if somebody, if we need pictures for your Google business profile, or, you know, if we need some information to submit to, a directory listing, or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, your account management team is very precise about the information that they need, and, like, people can kind of lag on answering their phone sometimes. And we understand they're business owners, right? But we also set appointments, and, you know, people will miss them and then, you know, not answer. And, you know, and that it just makes it really hard to get results when we're not getting the information we need to submit everything to Google and getting everything up and going. So I'm sure that was probably the problem with that, mostly, is that the person was just not answering their phone when we needed them to answer. So
what would a good contact number be to get in contact with you at your company?
I always send over an email from my direct email. It does have my extension and phone number in it that it has everything that the package includes. as well, but I'll text it over to you right now. So I would always be the lead on your account, Mike. Basically, from the point you sign up forward, you would work with your account management team, but I always let my clients know that, you know, I'm a tool for you, right? So if you need something escalated or, you know, have a question or whatever it may be, you can absolutely reach out to me, and I can, you know, get somebody that can get an answer for you. But, you know, yeah, that would essentially be my extension that I just sent over right now. What is your email, though?
Advanced, ADVANCED, construction, CO, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Very long. I need to shorten it, actually.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad. I just was actually kind of curious about the CO, because you're in Alabama, right?
Well, CO is Advanced Construction Company.
Oh, okay. I was, like, thinking it was Colorado.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's always nice to have a Gmail account. But, you know, we also do have Google Workspace that gives you an actual, you know, email for your business. You know, there is an extra charge for that, but it is something that you can always add on if you'd like at any point to have, you know, an actual email for your business.
I can set up a Gmail for the business, even though I've got one that's personal with my personal name, right?
Well, yeah, you can do a business one with a Gmail, but what I mean is, like, it would be like info@advancedconstruction.com, you know?
Right.
So it would be like an actual business email for the business and not just a personal email with your business name. Does that kind of make sense?
No, it does. Now, this is a question. What is it called? The domains of the listing and website. Do y'all do website design and all that stuff?
Well, so I can talk to my boss actually about including that at no additional cost. You know, I want to do what I can to help out. Normally it's an extra $300, but I can talk to him about that right now, about including that. What was your question with that, though?
Do y'all own, like, if you do something like that, do y'all own all the rights to it, or do I own the rights to it?
So now, I thought, you have a website, though, right? Do you not like your website?
411 Locals owns the rights to all of it, so I have no way in there to change anything if I, you know.
So are they hosting it, though?
It's still on Google, but it's only through, another problem I had, I tried to get, like, all the fake Google accounts made that gave one-star reviews on my old page, and now I've got the Advanced Construction Company, LLC, through a Google listing. They're putting the old Advanced Construction, so it's kind of got the, I guess, for the crawlers and algorithms and how everything works. Your spider bot systems and crawlers through the system, where they receive all the information. They got my business listed twice. Google never removed the old business, and I was needing that removed from Google, so it's still showing up under the Advanced Construction Company, LLC. It's showing Advanced Construction.
Oh.
Mobile, Alabama, like home renovation, remodeling, all this kind of stuff that they added on it, and then the website is tagged to that. It's not necessarily tagged to the Advanced Construction Company, LLC.
Well, the one I saw was under your phone number, and it came up with the website that is, it has like a, hold on, I just had it up here.
Can you
go
to my business and see what shows up? From your phone. Yeah.
It has, like, you know, a guy working on, you know, like in a plaid shirt, working on a door on the front.
Hmm. And that's showing Advanced Construction Company, LLC, or regular Advanced Construction?
It just says Advanced Construction.
Yeah, see, that was supposed to be taken down.
Yeah, that's under the new Google Business Profile. So I could only
see
it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's saying it's showing under new business profile. That's kind of I haven't seen none of that yet.
Let's see.
You see anything? What do you see? No. Wait, what's down here? Advanced Construction Company LLC. And then there, Advanced Construction Company. Oh, they did change. No, it's Facebook. Better Business Bureau. Better Business Bureau. That's me. That's an old number. See, they even got my company under an old telephone number through Buzz file that shouldn't even be there. And that's the old telephone number that, my new company's never had that number.
Well, the number I see on their Google Business profile is the number that I'm talking to you on right now. So the 424-4566.
Right.
So you have a new number?
From an old, yeah. Well, I mean, I've had it for many years, but I had an old number maybe. This number's been changed for... It's been quite a few years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe 5-6 years or so.
Well, it's just interesting that a new company is working with your Google Business Profile and still optimizing your website with that. I can say, as far as the website goes, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I just heard a click or something. So, as far as the website goes, so if you own this domain name or we can get the domain name, you wouldn't have to pay for the domain name if for some reason you ever decided you didn't want to continue with us. The website itself, for some reason, if you decided you didn't want to continue, one that we create for you, there would be a $49 monthly hosting fee. But that, you know, that would be through anything, right? So if you get a website through like Wix or GoDaddy or something like that, you're going to have to pay a hosting fee. You're not going to have a website if you don't host it. So, you know, we would have to continue hosting it, so you could change things to it. Like, you know, you can always call in and get still unlimited amounts of changes, to the website, even if you're just hosting with us. So, that is how the website would work if you decided you didn't want to continue.
See, and that's weird. And that's showing my old one, though. See, the old one was supposed to be taken down. It wasn't. If I say remodeling contractor near me, it's like when I was paying for Google Ads and stuff, and they still got me through all that, and they still got my old business profile up. So what I got going on, and I guess the other company has put up the company LLC that I'm seeing now, and they've then added some pictures and all. They must have pulled pictures from my old, listings and all that stuff and websites and put on my new one for me. Because they made all this, but I supposedly have access to all of it and own it instead of like 411 dummy. Main thing I'm needing is like everything cleaned up through all registries, through anything that isn't my telephone number, through like Buzz file that showed the old 554-2833 number. Full of my business that shouldn't even belong there for my business at all. I've clicked on it before. There was nothing I could do with it. I don't know. If you're a Google partner, how do y'all work to be able to strip down, cancel, close out where it can't be seen at all a regular advanced construction business versus Advanced Construction Company LLC with the same telephone number and same address?
Well, so that would be part of our services, right, is we would go through the Internet and make sure everything is accurate and correct. So part of the reason that you're not on the first page is Google looks for consistency. So the companies that are the most consistent and correct and relevant are the ones that are more likely to get that first page placement. That is definitely something holding you back. So we would be able to go through and – make sure that everything is accurate and correct as far as your directory listings go.
Right. Decisions, decisions.
But just so you know, Mike, I did talk to my boss, and he did let me know that I could go ahead and include that website at no additional cost. So I also did send you over an email from my personal email that has everything that the package includes. I'm sorry, the price on there, it says $299, but it actually is $249, so I already went ahead and gave you kind of a little bit of an extra, you know, discount off of the price, even the promotional rate. But yes, you would be paying the $348, so the $249 with the $99 setup fee, and then $249 there going forward.
And y'all called, you called, or the other guy called from an Alabama number instead of a California number as well.
Well, that's because we use a VoIP system, so it's a voice over protocol system. We make so many calls in a day, it's to cut down on the price. I don't know. I'm sure you remember when you would call on a landline long distance, it charges money. Well, it's the same thing if you're calling over the internet. It charges money if you're calling long distance. So our area code matches the area we're calling in order to cut down on the cost. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, from the point that you are working with your account management team, they'd always be calling you from the 877 number that's listed on our website, as well as what's been texted to you. So, and that's how you would be able to get a hold of me. Like, you can call this number back, and it would reach our revenue department, which is just our sales floor. You would have to ask for me or somebody else from that point, and you could get to us through there. I mean, you can't call back right now because everybody is actually out for the day. They left like 20 minutes ago. But, typically you'd be able to call back in and, you know, reach somebody on this phone number as well.
Right. What's my phone number? Let's get your relationship as well. All right, I'm looking at the message now.
Oh, okay. And here, while you're looking at that, I'll just send you over a text message with a an example of the website that we can do for you. So the text message that I'm sending, it does have our website with examples and features on the website, but then the site that you can see a client's example would be the one that says Morgan Electric CA.
Pretty much simple and straight to the point.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
message or...
yeah, we make it so people can contact you, that they can pay you directly through your website. They'd be able to see a gallery as well as services. I mean, I would say it's simple and to the point, but it's also very clean and professional.
Right, right. And if somebody's scheduled on that, do y'all handle the schedule, or it schedules straight through the website and alerts Morgan Electric?
Yes, so it goes straight to you. And we don't have anything to do with your clients at all. they're all direct. So when they schedule on there, it would be, you'd be email notification. I think they can notify you by text message as well. But then you're also giving a customized tracking and reporting system. So in the customized tracking and reporting system, that's where you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the searches that are performed. Also in the reporting dashboard, you'd be able to change anything you want to the website at any given time. You'll see your Facebook ad that's been running for the month, and you would get notifications from emails in the reporting dashboard as well.
Cool.
I mean, ultimately, Mike, you know, since it is month-to-month price, though, it sounds like you want to go ahead and give it a shot, right?
What would I need to do with this other company? Because they have drugged their feet on things, and, I mean, they're not charging me that much, but they're not really doing anything for me, neither. they did finally, over all this time, out of, you say it's been like 8 months? And, yeah, I gave them a hefty.
Anyway.
But what they charged me a month is very cheap, but, you know, it was supposed to be for mainly all the voice search device things that everybody has in their homes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Google. I don't know if they mentioned the name Siri, Alexa. Yeah. We got Google Nest.
Well, so we do that for you, right? That's included in our service. So, you know, it's not like you'd be losing that by coming with us. But
the only problem is they made me sign something online for a year of their services.
Okay.
Instead of like a month to month to cancel any time. So I'm locked in with them for a whole year. So they're going to be pulling it out. I don't think I can just cancel and cut them off because there's a year contract, you know?
Yeah. And you've been with them for 8 months, you said?
That's what my partner's telling me. He thinks around 8 months. Let's see, that was October. Was it October or November of last year? Wow. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It was October or November of last year. Yeah.
So that'd be like 8 months, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you mind me asking how much you are paying with them?
I think that's $199 a month. Yeah.
Y'all for $50 more, but they come in and do it like that.
But they're not doing anything for like, I mean, it took... What you see on the Advanced Construction Co. LLC thing is they just done that here recently, and it's been all them months for them to do something like that.
Because
I was going to cancel them, and then whoever else calls me, don't even say they're from Voice Search Local. They named something else. I think they hired out somebody else to do something. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
So my best suggestion for you, Mike, would be to call your bank. You know, even though you're in a contract with them, you can always call your bank and tell them that you weren't rendered services that you paid for and you want to put a stop on your card. You know, and they can't do anything about it. I mean, beyond that, I mean, for a couple of months, they're not going to like come after you. You know what I mean? But it's also that they weren't given services that, you were promised. Or, I mean, at least that you were told that you were going to get out of them, you know, for a super long time. I mean, 8 months is ridiculous. You definitely shouldn't be getting the very basic you could pretty much do on your own for $199 a month, you know, for 8 months. I definitely, if I were you, I would put a stop on my card. I would first, I guess, you know, the very first thing you could do is you could call them. You could tell them that you want to cancel the service and don't give them any reason why. Just let them know that you want to cancel. And if they say, no, you're in a contract, you can let them know that you're going to leave a bad review about their services. You know, and most of the time people will kind of change their tune when you say that. But
they have plenty of that. They have an F rating, even though they're not a Better Business Bureau member.
They
have an F rating with them when I started searching to do with it. Yeah, so they have, like, so many complaints, people claiming that they scammed them out of their money.
Yeah, I know their Google Business Profile only has 6 16 reviews, and, you know, they only have a 2.8 rating. So, I mean, they have, like, 2 5-star reviews, and that's it. So, I mean, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if those, like, 2 or 3 5-star reviews are people that work for the company. You know, I mean, it just wouldn't be that difficult to do with only a couple of reviews. But, I mean, that would be my best suggestion if you want to at least call them and see if you can work it out with them to start. But after that point, if they refuse to, you know, cancel the service and stop the payment, you can always call your bank and make them at least stop the payment.
Yeah, I can cancel my card and they give me another card number.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can always do that too. You want to, you know, if you put a stop on your bank, then they won't be allowed to take any more charges out. So at least if you have other things set up with your card number, that you won't, like, have to redo all of that. I don't know. I'm one of those people that does automatic payments for everything. So, you know, it's kind of a hassle when I cancel my bank card. But, you know, but that's what is nice about the banks is they will put a stop payment regardless of if there's a contract or not, if you're not getting the services that you pay for.
Right. And how does that voice search stuff work? Because, I thought anything that you said to it to do, like asking for a business or something, do you have to literally ask for the business, or is it like when you ask your phone, home remodeler near me or something like that? It tells you a business.
We get you on the top searches for that, you know, basically if somebody is like, hey, Alexa, find me a general contractor, and then you'd be in a list of names that Alexa would pull up. You know, it also does it for smart cars, you know, and then for Google and for for iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. They're all different search results. So if you look on your phone for something and you look on your desktop or tablet for something, you'll get different search results, unless people are doing the programming for both of them. So that's why, you know, and most people look on their phone for everything now, right? So you want to make sure that you have that same ability to be seen on people's phones as on people's computers as well.
Most definitely. I guess that's all the questions I've got. You done answered everything possible. I guess I'm ready for your services.
Okay. All right. Perfect, Mike. I'm definitely know that you're going to love this, and we'll do right by you for sure. So.
Awesome.
Now, Mike, your first name, is it just Mike or is it Michael?
It's actually Richard.
Oh.
Michael's my middle name.
Okay. And before I get started, I'm just going to break down the timeline for you. I know I've already kind of done that a little bit, but I just want to make sure I go through everything with you. So basically what I'll do is I'll get some basics about your company, set you up for payment, then I'm going to go ahead and set you up for a client interview. The client interview will be for Monday or Tuesday, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. Since you already have so many directory submissions, that's when they'll do the NAPW cleanup, name, address, website, phone number, make sure everything is accurate and correct. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on mobile devices, you know, at least make sure that you're on there, you know, continue doing that. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get the website done as well as the Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page.
And being that y'all are a Google partner, are you able to get the old page off so it's like don't have my address, telephone number, that is, you know, corresponding and interfering with my new listing?
Yeah, I mean, we would absolutely be able to do that. I personally wasn't able to find the old one. So if you could do me a favor right now and text it over to me so I could at least put it in the notes for them that you want that one removed. Because the only one that I found was the one that didn't have any reviews on it. So the one that has your old website.
Yeah, if you Google, like, Advanced Construction, Mobile, Alabama, it should show it right up on there. I know with us being here, and we just say remodeler near me from where we're at, I'm showing on the third My old business is showing on the third with my same telephone number and all that.
Let's see.
Right below the map. Advanced Construction, Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. So, is it this one that is... It, let's see. It actually doesn't look like it has a phone number on here.
Advanced Construction, Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, okay. I see it. It's so it is. It has like 16 reviews, right? With a 3.5 rating. This is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. That's it. It's gotta be.
Okay. And it does. It has like a blue house on it, right? With like a girl sitting at a table.
I believe so.
Okay.
With
okay,
orange or something, or like some older colors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody, a girl sitting down. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What 411 put on there.
Okay, perfect. I got it here. Okay, yes, I will go ahead and notate that you do want this removed so that they can go ahead and take care of that. Okay, so now before I start getting everything set up, I know you said you didn't have any more questions, but other than that, did you have any other questions?
Well, even though y'all are a Google partner, who set that up was 411, so would... Are y'all able to take down something that they had set up?
So, yeah, we would just go through Google to do it. I mean, we can always contact 411 Local, or they might contact 411 Local and see if they are able to just, you know, give over the login credentials or something and then go ahead and remove it, or at least maybe walk you through how to do that. I don't actually set up the accounts, but I know that they'll be able to at least take care of it. So,
okay. But
it would probably be either one of those things, going through Google, calling 411 Local, or, you know, at least giving you instructions on how to call them and at least get the login information for it. I mean, because you should be the owner of this account. That's what we do with all of our Google business profiles. Even if we set one up for somebody, we're managers on the account, but they're owners. So, you know... That, I mean, you should absolutely be owner on this account. Did you ever ask them about the login credentials for it?
They wouldn't give me anything. What was the deal? I did flag it and ask, like, online for Google to remove it, and it just put, like, it was pending, but would never do anything. And nobody, I could ever get anybody from Google to contact me or able to get in contact with them to do with any of it, because there's a lot of people, and it isn't fair for businesses for made up reviews that are really I wouldn't say non-existing because somebody made up the email addresses, but it really isn't active email addresses. It's just bogus because somebody made it up to put a one-star review on somebody and it be lies, and I think Google should monitor that better for that not to be happening for businesses to have an open ear for business and for them to kind of investigate the situation to take it off of people's pages as well, and I don't see no way to get in touch with them to do with any of that.
It's not easy. I mean, there's really nobody live you can ever talk to at Google. It's like all done through email. You know, and I know it makes it difficult, but we actually have direct contact to them, so it makes it a little bit easier for us to be able to do that. but, yeah, I mean, it should be, you know, I mean, because I've heard of people that have, like, you know, competition in the area leaving negative reviews, and, you know, and then I've even heard of people that have had, you know, a bunch of good reviews from, like, actual clients, and then for some reason they're just not posting them. You know, I've heard all types of things when it comes to reviews. I know that there's a certain type of criteria that goes into reviews and what Google looks for. And I know that, like, for instance, like, if you put up a Google business profile and then you have clients leave, like, you know, let's just say even 3 reviews a day after you put it up, Google flags that as suspicious because they think you're just having your friends and family put those reviews there. So, I mean, they'll see that as suspicious activity, and then they just won't post the reviews. So I don't know, like, specifically all the things that go into what they see as a good review and not a good review, but I know it can be super frustrating, you know, for certain people, for sure. So I mean, but we'll do what we can, you know, to at least get this removed so that we can just start getting and generating reviews from your new Google business profile. So, okay, so now, Mike, what is your last name?
Kane, C-A-I-N-E.
Okay. And this is, so you said you had a different phone number, right?
It's 251-424-4566 is my contact telephone number. Many years back, it's probably been, six, seven, eight, it could have even been 10 years back. I had a 251-554-2833 number back then.
Okay. So this number that we're talking on is the best number to get a hold of you on, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the best address for you, I have one here, is at 5095 Langston Court. Is that your address?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics about the company here. Mike, now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But would you... first off, do you have any licensing or insurance? It's not required for Google, just something, you know, could be nice to put on a website. Okay, perfect. Okay. And now, I'm assuming this logo on your website is something that 411 Local made. So do you want to keep using that logo, or do you have, like, another logo, or do you want us to create you one?
The logo, what does it look like? Does it have like the house with the people working in it and a flag on it or something like that?
Yeah.
It says Advanced Construction. That's a logo I paid them to make for me. I have all rights to that.
Okay, awesome. All right. And then okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
What did I have on hours of operation? I don't want to mess none of that up.
Hold on. I had that.
Can you look on your phone and show what it shows?
Here, I can look just real quick. If you want the same hours that are on
the same hours that I had on there. I got my partner looking on his phone, too.
It says 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Does that sound about right?
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. So, and then now the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Correct.
Okay. And then now, would you at all, Mike, be interested in something called a call tracking number? I'm not sure if you've ever gotten one of these before, but basically it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. So essentially this is like having a business line, but you can add more than one number to it. So you can have your partner's number on it. If you're busy if he's busy, it can be directed to your line. It helps to actually track the calls directly coming from Google. And it also it helps to eliminate any type of other, you know, spam calls or any other marketing calls or anything like that. Is that something you might be interested in? It's included. It doesn't cost you anything additional, but it is optional if you'd like.
Well, that would mess up. If it's showing a different number other than my number that's showing, wouldn't that mess up through the crawlers for algorithms?
No, because we would list this number everywhere online.
I'll just stick with my regular number, the 251-424-4566.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then now, I was just actually just looking it up again. You have a Google business, a Facebook business profile, right?
I do.
Oh, you do have one? Okay.
I do. It's kind of under my it's when you can make up another one under your regular name.
Yeah,
it's just tagged in under my name, and I can switch from me to it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I just got it changed to it not long ago and was able to go in and do the COLLC on it. I had to go through all kind of mess trying to get that changed over as well.
Okay. Okay, I think I have it. Yeah, I got it here. Found it. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then so do you want to add your partner as an authorized user on the account?
Just me and my telephone number.
Okay. Perfect. All right, and now the services you're offering, just to start with a couple, they're going to get more extensive information in your client interview, but just like a couple of keywords to give them a start, what would be the best there?
Keywords,
like general contracting?
No, we're not really general contractors. General contractors have unlimited license. Our licenses are limited, so we do more remodeling work. So I noticed what usually comes up, like on what pops me up in the first few is a remodeler near me, like here. We do painting, interior and exterior painting, so like, you know, painter near me or something. But I know my business name kind of affects that, I believe. That's what 411 told me. So I had a separate little account with them that was called ACC Painting, or Advanced Construction Company Painting. And they had two things for me. And then, you know, it was Advanced Construction before I'd done the company LLC. But,
Okay, perfect.
But yeah, we do interior, exterior painting, we do remodeling, we do porches and decks of a building, so we do carpentry work of that nature.
All right, perfect.
And roof repairs, that's basically most of the stuff we do.
Awesome, perfect. Got
privacy
that.
Fences.
We do carpentry work, basically.
We do anything to do with carpentry work except for, you know, building the house.
Okay, I got all the information I need here. Now I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview here, Mike. Let me see what I have available. 1 second. So now, so Monday is going to be the 12th. Are you more available Monday or Tuesday? What would work better for you?
Monday at 12. Yeah, Monday would be great.
Okay. What are you more available at, like in the mornings, the evenings, afternoons?
12 o'clock will be terrific.
Okay, 12 o'clock? Okay. All right, perfect. So I'll go ahead and put you in. It'll be from 12 to 1. Now, the whole phone call is not going to last an hour. Mike, just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Is that your time or my time? My time's Central. Y'all's is on Pacific?
Yes, so that'd be your time.
Okay.
Awesome. So I got everything I need here. Now 1 second.
Oh, there is one more thing.
Sure.
I got to tell you on that. That's just all the basic stuff we do. We do more kitchen and bathroom remodeling as well.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much assume so. I feel like any business that does remodeling, that's like the bread and butter, right? It's kitchen and bathroom. Yeah.
Correct. That's the main, money maker. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Got that there. So now, Mike, as and with the billing, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Correct.
And are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4247 6344
4294 1408. Okay, and then the
expiration? 06/24.
Okay. I think I have too many numbers, actually. Let me just repeat this back to you. So it's 4247-6344-4294-1408.
Correct.
Okay, that, I don't know why it just looks like too many. Hold on.
16?
No. Yeah, I guess that's right. So anyways, sorry, like ADHD moment there. What is your security code?
602.
Okay, perfect. So now what I'm doing now, Mike, is I'm updating and processing the payment.